All right, Joe, thanks once again. Let's open the notebook presented by Batteries Plus. Remember, you can always trust the Plus. It's been a wild week for college athletics. The Ivy League announced the postponement of all sports. The Big Ten released the conference-only plan for football. And then the dominoes began to fall with other Power 5 leagues. There were several reports regarding the Atlantic Coast Conference yesterday. However, late last night, the ACC released a statement saying, quote, it was taking a step back and reassessing the situation. Here's a breakdown of what we're looking at. First, for the Big Ten. For example, of the 26 contracts obtained by USA Today with the non-conference schools, well, we're looking at $22.2 million total payouts. For example, the MAC conference alone will lose over $10 million. All right, now as far as the Atlantic Coast Conference, the Greensboro office held a late administrative call on Thursday. The word was patience. The ACC was not ready to rush. If it happens, Virginia would not play Georgia on the 7th, and Virginia Tech would not host Penn State. As a matter of fact, UVA would not open the 2020 slate until September 26th at Clemson, losing games against Georgia, VMI, and UConn. Old Dominion was scheduled for October 24th. The Hokies would break deals against Liberty, the Nittany Lions, Middle Tennessee, and North Alabama. One other note, Notre Dame, which already had six games scheduled against teams from the ACC, received a guarantee from ACC Commissioner John Swofford that the league would, quote, work them in. Well, as far as how athletic directors feel about this, Ohio State's Gene Smith shares the feelings of many.
So I am concerned that we may not be able to play, which is why we took the measure that we took in order to try and have September available to us for conference games and give us the flexibility and control to handle disruptions if we're able to start a season.
Joe, I will close the notebook on that note, and we'll see you Monday. Stay safe over the weekend.